as your worship house. For the house of God will be a house of prayer for all nations. There are just nations represented here. We are not so many here, but there is a glimpse of really the church that will be in heaven. Because we've got many nations here. We can double check the nations here. We always check. We don't count people because God, He is the Lord of the harvest. He's the one who can only know how much harvest we have in the house. But at least we can know the origins. No, people were in the upper room. There were so many people from different nations. We had Greeks, we had Jews, we had people from Cretans and so on. So I know we've got nations here. Amen? Personally, as I introduce you, my name is Apostle Bovic Lola, originally from the Congo, naturalized American, because wherever you go, if you are in Rome, do as Romans do and become a Roman. So I'm now really a naturalized American citizen, and I'm so blessed I'm proud to be American and be part of what God is doing in America. In the name of Jesus. I love this nation. This nation has done a lot for the Lord. The devil can try to trash this nation and step on God's servants as a doormat, but we're going to take a stand and defend this nation. Defend what this nation is based on. Defend what this nation is built in. One nation under God. Amen? Amen. 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 And let all the people who are originally from Congo say, praise the Lord. I want the people who are originally from the Congo say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Raise up your hand and say, praise the Lord.
Praise.
I'm not only talking about people from that nation. Just stand up on your feet and say, praise the Lord. Don't
praise
be ashamed.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Because America is a melting pot of civilizations. Everybody who is in here came from somewhere. And this is what makes this nation what it is. Amen. Let all the people from Malawi stand up on their feet and say, originally from Malawi, say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let all the people from Jamaica stand on their feet and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there's another Jamaicans in the back. I'm just any Jamaicans. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let all the people from Zimbabwe stand up on their feet and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let all the people from Liberia stand up on their feet and say, praise the Lord. Amen. And let all the people from Nigeria stand up on their feet and say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let all the people from Italy stand up on their feet and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And let all the people from Kenya stand up on their feet and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then, oh my God. It's so melted that I don't know. I can see more nations here. Let all the people from Haiti stand up on their feet and say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And let all those big boys and girls from America stand up on their feet and say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap. Put your hands together for the Lord Almighty. People from all nations, people from all tongues, people from all tribes, in white robes, dipped in the blood of the Lamb, singing just songs of praise. In the kingdom of God, it's going to be so awesome, guys. I'm telling you, we're not going to have aisles. There are no aisles for the whites. There are no aisles for the blacks. There are no aisles for the yellows. There are no aisles for Africans. No aisles for Americans. No aisles for Asians. No aisles for Europeans. No aisles for Australians or Oceanians. We're going to be just one eye. The New Jerusalem is going to be a place where we have no white supremacy. We have no KKK. We have no white wing. It's going to be the house of praise for all nations. My house will be a house of prayer for all nations. Holy Ground Fellowship would like to become a mosaic of nations where Jesus is praised, where miracles are on the menu, where the word of God is fresh. This is our vision, and we'll make it come to pass, because Jesus is the Lord of the harvest. Amen. I'm sorry, this is not my time. I just want to welcome everybody. I feel like boiling, I'm telling you. Ah, yeah, the Holy Spirit of God, when the Word of God, you know, just gets in your bones, you can't hold it. If you hold it, then you're going to just have cracking bones. It's better to speak it out because it's burning in the bones like fire. Hallelujah. So guys, we welcome you in the name of Jesus on this last day today. And I know God is going to do more than he did yesterday. Today is the resurrection day. Because we've been here for this, our third day. Three is always the number of just of completion. It's a number of fulfillment. Jesus stayed in the grave for 3 days. After the third day, he just rose from the dead. It doesn't matter whether you've been in the stomach of that fish for 3 days. Today, the third day, you're going to rise. It doesn't matter what you've been going through in your life. Today, just get ready. Get ready to testify. Get ready to... This week is going to be a week of praise reports only. In Jesus' name. Before I even introduce the guest, I wanted to... If there's anybody who was touched by the Lord yesterday, in yesterday's meeting, and you are here, we welcome the devil with the blood of the... With the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Testifying is a way of preaching the gospel to somebody who may be going through a hard situation and who wants also to hear what God has done for somebody. There are people who get healed through a testimony. There are people God just pulled out of the grave, and only by testifying, they don't even minister, other people begin getting healed. They begin getting saved and they say, wow, the God who did this, he can do it for me too. Amen. If you are here and God touched you yesterday, or you were here the day before yesterday and you didn't show up yesterday, and there's something God did in your life, just the first or the second day, which was yesterday, just raise up your hand where you are. We're going to just welcome you to just give you briefly this mic. Don't be ashamed of the name of Jesus. If you were touched the day before yesterday or today, raise up your hand where you are. We're not going to welcome you to the front. You're going to just tell us briefly what the Lord has done for you. Hallelujah. There is one. We're going to give you just briefly the mic. 30 seconds to let us know what the Lord did for you. Amen.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works unto the children of men. I would... I want to thank and praise God for what he did for me. You know, actually it was kind of like at the end of a test, I needed a breakthrough. I had been going through a situation and I knew without a doubt, I knew it was a demonic presence that was fighting me. You know, and the word of God tells us that always, you know, two is always better than one. And the scripture also says that one could chase 1,000, but two could put 10,000 to flight. I had some finances that I really needed to come immediately for a situation that I was going through with my home. And it's like I couldn't find anybody that would really pray in agreement with me and understand. And when I was here on Friday night, the Lord blessed. I didn't tell anyone what I was going through. No one knew but the Lord. You know, and when the pastor and the prophet began to pray for me, you know, and the sister began to pray, you know, I felt that release. In my soul, I felt it release. I felt it take leave of me. And although I did not see in the natural the manifestation of it that Friday night, but on Saturday morning, God blessed, and I was able to move into my new apartment. So I want to praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is somebody else here. Do not hesitate. Testifying is something you need to run for. Because when you testify, God who is in heaven is pleased as well. Hallelujah.
Oh, it's kind of humorous. To God be the glory. You know, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. I don't know if you've been aware of the things that are happening around the world with volcano eruptions and earthquakes all over the place. I really, truly believe that this particular conference has shaken the very foundations of the very pits of hell, because I'm going to show you how it manifested itself, because I've been dealing with some situations at home and in my body. And the first night, Pastor began to minister through a word of knowledge about arthritis in the leg and things of that sort, and I said, I claim it, because I've been going through some changes with this body. But that's not really what I'm upstanding about, because here's this unusual thing that happened. I have not experienced this since I was a little girl. Now, I don't know about some of y'all, but we was really poor when I was a little girl. And, you know, you wore your pair of shoes until actually the soles and the heels wore off these things. I was sitting here last night, and I went to go come up to the where we worship, and I'm like, what is that under my feet? When I got back to my seat, I laughed to myself. I'm always laughing. Pastor knows this. And I'm like, huh, the very soles of my shoes had ripped from there. So just for a little piece was still in it, holding on to it. Oh, I said, okay, devil, you upset tonight, aren't you? Ripping off the very soles. But I recognize the authority that we have as believers. So when I got outside those doors, I tucked that shoe and I ripped the rest of it off. I said, to God be the glory, it's on. It's on. We are taking dominion in the earth, and the devil don't like it. So give God the glory, because we're about business, and he is doing something in the lives of the believers and in his kingdom. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my. We're about to run nuts in this house. We're about to run nuts in this house. You know, the world doesn't understand that. They think that these guys, they talk weird. They talk weird. These guys, I would have bought a Honda, but I bought a Kia. These guys, we can't just handle these guys. We are unhandleable. We are unhandleable. Have you ever heard that word before? We are just unbeatable. We are unstoppable. Because of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Is there any other prayers report? Come on, come on, come on. Don't hesitate. If you felt some change in something you were prayed for, just don't hesitate. Don't be ashamed of the name of Jesus. Come on. There is somebody God has touched yesterday, and just you need to share it. It takes faith to share. It takes faith to share. Okay. That is fine. If there's nobody else, then we're going to take this opportunity to welcome all the newcomers in the house, and we would like to request our usher of the day, Sister Chantal, to get ready to give our newcomers those cards so that we may keep in touch with them, because I've already seen new faces here. If that's the first time maybe you visit this house, I would highly appreciate your raising up your hand where you are. We're going to give you a Holy Ground Fellowship welcome. Hallelujah. There is that couple. I think you maybe that the first lady. The first lady sitting next to you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. There may be more people in the house. Amen. In the back as well. Praise the Lord. Preaching. Jesus said in Mark 16:15, that these words will follow all those who believe. In my name, you will drive out demons. You will pick up snakes with your hands. You lay hands upon the sick and they'll be healed. You're going to drink poison stuff, and you're going to speak in other tongues. And this is the time. This is the time of the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. And in the last days, the Lord will pour his spirit upon all flesh. Upon all flesh. Men and women. Men and women. Old men and young people. They will all dream dreams and see visions. This is the time of the fulfillment. This is the time we were about to see the glimpse of the end time revival. We are done. We just say mere words. The world is done with thunders. We need the rain. We've just seen it here today. It doesn't matter how big the thunders are, but if there is no rain, it's just a waste of time. Our community needs the rain. We've got a lot going on in our community. The crime rate is skyrocketing. We need the rain in our community, guys. We need the rain in the city. We need the rain in the state. We need the rain in the nation. We need the rain in the world. The world is, all creation is groaning for a savior. This is not the time to play games. God Almighty, send your rain today. Holy Spirit of God, send the rain today. Let just this rain fall in the hearts of your people. Send your fire today, Holy Spirit. Let it burn the chaff in our lives. Send the wind. Let it blow all the chaff away. The wind that cleanses. Send your fresh fire, Lord. And as your people receive it, let them pass it out until it becomes wildfire and no man can quench. Holy Spirit of God, take control. We just decrease before you today, Master, so that you can increase. Confirm your word today, Jehovah. God of Almighty, let your banner has been planted in this house today to demonstrate that you are the living God. You are the God of the living. You are not the God of the dead. We thank you, Lord, and we want to hear from you today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Since the evening service is going to be the wrapping up, I believe we're going to just take the time. I want to encourage you to be there this evening. Because of timing, this is a special service. We want to keep our timing. We've heard that the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk. The man of God has not come with just a theological and just a, I don't know, we call them maybe, I don't know, the religious messages. He has come. Jesus was preaching just a word. When he was preaching, it was not taking a long time. When he was teaching, yes. But the word of God is going to be preached. It doesn't matter whether it's 15 or 20 or 30 minutes, but the word of God is going to be confirmed today. Do you believe it? And in the evening, we're going to just take the opportunity to destroy completely. We uprooted on Friday. Yesterday, we tore down. And today, we're going to destroy and bury the devil's arsenals and the weaponry. Today is a burial day. Did you know that when Jesus comes down, when Jesus touches down in the book of Zechariah chapter 12, so Jesus is going to touch down, and immediately as he lands on as the most powerful, you know, King of Kings on the face of the earth, as he lands down on Mount Olives, are going to be split in two parts. One part will go to the east and the other one to the west. What's going to happen? Jesus is going to show down. When there is going to be a showdown, and the world will know that we've got a living Savior who has come to deliver mankind. And what is going to happen when Jesus comes down? He's going to destroy all the works of the enemy, all the way from South Bend. And the church is called Christian Fellowship Church in South Bend. And today I know God has got a fresh word for you. So put your hands together. Welcome the man of God in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord, church. It's amazing to be in the presence of a living God, isn't it? You know, if you're here this morning, it's not by accident. It's just by God's divine providence that you are here. And of course, you have heard some testimonies. And God says, where two or three are gathered in his name, that's what Jesus said, he is in the midst of them. And when Jesus is in the house, nothing ever remains the same. Amen? Glory to God. This morning, as our pastor has said, I want us to just encourage ourselves from the Word of God, and then we will follow the examples of the early men of God, because God has not changed, amen, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He remains the same. And so this morning I want us to turn our Bibles to 2 Kings, chapter 3. In that chapter of the scriptures, there are a series of things that God would want us to know about him and his servants. But this morning, I want probably will have the opportunity to touch on one of them that could be applicable to somebody that is in this house today. I am going to pray this morning and ask God Almighty to impress His words into our hearts. The Word of God is life. The Word of God giveth life. And if we believe in it, we will also have life. Anything that hears the word of God receives life. The trees of the forest, the wind that blows, the thunders that strike, they all are subject to God, and they all hear the word of God. Amen. Father, we pray this morning, Lord, that you will open our hearts, O God, and illuminate our minds, Jesus. Father, open our eyes that we might behold wondrous things out of your holy word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. I know a lot of sisters in this church do like my wife does, you know. I mean, my wife probably, when she has the time, I watch her, you know, because men, we don't really pay attention to a lot of things that happen in the home. But I have watched my wife search for this thing they call coupons. How many of you know what coupons are? Call them, you know, those are some of the junk letters they sent to your mail, you know, and my wife is always looking for those ones they call 2-for-1. You buy one, get one free. Is that what they call it? All right. She takes her time to look for those coupons that gives you the opportunity. You pay for one, you get two. And I know some sisters, you know, a lot of them do this. You know, men, the God that created men, we're just who we are. But praise the Lord that God has blessed us with sisters. Amen. And I love my wife. I travel a lot, and I can leave my home without fear. I can go anywhere, and she knows when I've traveled, I'll be back. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. But this one, let us as we read the scriptures, let us begin to think about the phrase 2-for-1. Amen. If you read a scripture, it may not mean anything to you. It may not, you know, create any impression. But what I found there is that a couple of guys got together. If you start from chapter 1, I don't want to go into all the details, but I'll give you a little background of that scriptures. A couple of kings got together. See, there's nothing wrong in partnership. You know, I partner with my brother here, the apostle of this house. Amen? He invited me. I've invited him a couple of times. You know, so we are in partnership together. You know, we go to fight our common enemy together. And when she comes to our church, I'll tell him, Brother Bovic, go for it. Amen. And when he's there, I know that my partner is in the house. Amen. And so what happened here was the kings of Israel had collaborated to form a partnership to fight a common enemy. How many of us, is there anybody in this house that doesn't have an enemy? You know, some enemies, sometimes you can't fight them by yourself. You know that, right? Sometimes you gotta have help. Sometimes you gotta call Brother Ike, pray with me for this. Don't ever fight your enemy by yourself. Amen? Don't fight them. There are some of them you can kill, you know, by one shot. There are some of them you cannot, you gotta need help. So the Bible tells us that Joram, the king of Israel, needed help. So he co-opted Jehoshaphat and another king. They wanted to form an alliance. I don't want to go through that. Because now if I begin to talk about this alliance, I'll begin to go into what we call equally yoked. But I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. And so they had a big idea. And of course, God has spoken to Israel that any time you are going to war, I'll be with you. Don't you know Joram was the son of Ahab? And you know Jezebel, you know the family he came from, and now he's the king. You know the story of Jehoshaphat, a man that feared God, but now he found himself in company of a man that never feared God. Now they're going to fight. I know my brother invited me here because he knows that I believe in the same thing that he believes in. And that's why he said I should come. And so we are equally yoked, hallelujah, because we fight the same common enemy, hallelujah, that troubles the people of God, hallelujah. And that is why he's called me to come. And I know God is with us. That's why there's been testimonies. That's why things have happened. And you know, you haven't seen nothing yet. Amen. Amen? You haven't seen nothing yet because I have done this from the year 1970 up till today. And every day, fighting for Jesus is better than the day before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, these guys had a big idea. You know, there are some of us here that have big ideas. Sometimes ministers have big ideas. Sometimes preachers come up with some big ideas. But the problem is, in their big ideas, they form alliance with the wrong people. And when they form that alliance with wrong people and get into, you know, and they want to go and fight the enemy, then they come to find, oh my God, they got end up in a rut. How many of us understand what a rod is? Round and round. For 7 days, the Bible said these men went to fight with their enemy. They got all the armies of Israel. They got dug the trench, got in there. But guess what? They ran out of resources. You see, that's what happens when we have our big ideas to do God's business. You see, you don't work together. Unequally yoked, don't work together. And when the child of God finds himself in that situation, you're going to end up in a rut. You're going to end up with more confusion than you knew before. You got to find yourself in more trouble. And that is why in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, the Holy Spirit said to Paul, tell these people, do not be equally yoked with unbelievers. I believe that a lot of trouble children of God get themselves into today is because we form alliance with those who do not know the God we serve. And the Bible tells us that when they got into trouble, they begin to look for God. How many of us understand that? There are some of us here, you know, that have come this morning because they needed something. But you know, God tells you, worship him in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night. Worship him on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And so that's our place in God. But these people ran into a big mess. And the Bible tells us that they began to look for God. They began to search for where God is. If you go to that scriptures, they begin to ask themselves, is there no prophet in this land that we can consult? Is there no church we can go to? Is there nobody that can help us in this particular situation? They remembered they had Elisha in the land. Thank you, God has planted Apostle Bovic in this Indianapolis. Hallelujah. That's how God planted me in the city of South Bend. And praise the Lord, it is the same spirit of the Almighty God. It is the same anointing. It is the same power of God destroying the forces, losing yokes, breaking chains. Hallelujah. The same God. But the Bible tells us that when they came to Elisha, I don't want to go through all the backgrounds of what happened when they came to Elisha. But Elisha gave them the word of God. I want us to look at verse number 16 and 17 through 18. Probably that's where we're going to come up with some thoughts this morning. So when they came to Elisha, and of course they went through all that Elisha was, they listened to all that he has to say. But he prophesied over that situation. And verse number 16 says, and he said, this is what the Lord says, make the valley full of ditches. Make the valley what? Full of what? Ditches. They were fighting in the desert and they were already in the valley. And now the voice of the Lord comes to them and said to them, we want you to make that valley full of ditches, not even one ditch. And he continued, for this is what the Lord says, you will see neither wind nor rain, yet this valley will be filled with water. And you and your cattle and your other animals will drink. This is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord. He will also hand over Moab to you. That doesn't sound natural, does it? People are in trouble. They have no water to drink. They have run out of resources. They come to the man of God to seek for help. You know, instead of the man of God telling them, okay, go to River Jordan or I bring a chariot. You know, he will bring water to you or I'll command the angels, you know, to bring water so that you guys can drink and live. God spoke from heaven and said to them, go and dig ditches. That doesn't make sense, does it? It does not make sense. To the natural man, it does not make sense that I'm in trouble. And God says to me, get yourself into more trouble. Does that make sense? It does not make sense. Hallelujah. God says, go to that valley and dig more ditches. And they're looking at themselves. Oh, is this the God of Abraham or God of Isaac? And, you know, what are we doing here, you know? And Elisha is looking at them and says, your problem is but a light thing. I like that. Go dig ditches. Your problem is nothing but an easy thing for God. Hallelujah. Dig more ditches. Dig more holes. Get yourself into more trouble. Your present situation is just but a light thing before God. Hallelujah. I don't want the young kids to go and dig more ditches. Before you dig that ditches, you better know the God of Elisha that spoke. Amen. Hallelujah. But brothers, I have dug a lot of ditches in my life. I have been in a lot of valleys in my life. But I'm still walking in the land of the living. Hallelujah. I like to be in the valleys. Because whenever I am in the valleys, I hear the Spirit telling me, well, you're not going to die in the valley. I said, praise the Lord. And God spoke to them. The man of God, you know, men of God, prophetic men of God, are not likable people. You know, they don't please you. And that's what we're praying today. If America, if God will begin to raise men and women in this country that will say, thus says the Lord. Whether you like it or not, thus say the Lord, America will never remain the same. You can never come to the church and go fall asleep. Huh? You will never come to the house of God and say it's just like the ordinary. You know, because every day with Jesus is better than the day before. God is not a God of leftovers. Because the Bible tells me in his book that the mercies of God are new every morning. I never get up any day and say, God, bless me the way you blessed me yesterday. Every time I get up in the morning, I am expecting a new blessing, a new miracle, a new favor from God, a new insight in the Word of God. And that is my day, and that's all I expect. And God spoke, as he is speaking to all of you this morning. As he is speaking to me this morning, because I don't think there's anybody in this church that is not in the valley. I do not see that one. If you were not in the valley yesterday, you may be in the valley today. If you're not in the valley today, you may be in the valley tomorrow. But God spoke and said, go and do some stupid thing. Dig ditches in the trouble that you already got yourself into. And somebody will ask me, how does this apply to me? In other words, what Elisha was telling these people is, hey, you go make room for God in your circumstances. Huh? In your valley, make room for God right there. Dig more ditches. Make room for God. I told a lady, dig more ditches. One day, she came to me, Pastor Ike. Oh, pain. I've taken everything from the doctor and nothing has ever changed. I said, well, we're going to dig more ditches. Go get them all the medicine the doctor gave you. Don't try this now, okay? All right. I said, go get them. God bless, help our doctors, because they've done more harm than good. Hallelujah. Come prayer meeting, this woman brought a whole bag, a whole sack full of pain medications. I say, is that all you take? He said, yes. He said, I take these things and I can't live without it. Every day I have to take it. I said, that's all right. You are in the right place. Hallelujah. And now we're going to dig more ditches. Give me the bag. He gave me the bag. I said, okay. You're going to leave. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to dig more ditches now. We got all them psycho pains and psycho attacks. I don't know what they call them names. See, I'm not in the medical field. The only medication I know is the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's all I know. That's all I know. That's what healed my mother. That healed my wife. That healed me. And I can stand authoritatively to say that there is power in the blood of Jesus. And if you're here this morning, you are in the ditches, you are in the valley, your case is but light before the Lord. It's a life thing. For God to heal your pain, it's a life thing. For God to provide finances for you, it's a light thing. For God to deliver your children and deliver your family, it's a light thing. For God to bless you, it's a light thing. For God to show you favor before men, it's a light thing. Hallelujah. Everybody say light. Light. Easy. Easy for me to be blessed by God. It is easy for me to be blessed by God. It is a light thing for me to be blessed of the Lord. It is a light thing to God for God to heal me. It is a light thing for God to overcome my enemies. It is a light thing that God will provide a building for this church. It is a light thing that this city will know about these prophetic miracles that are happening in this place. It is a light thing. Hallelujah. For God to bless you is light. And if he's telling you to dig more ditches, dig it. Hallelujah. Amen. If the Lord spiritually is telling me get into more trouble, I get into trouble for God, but I will not get trouble for Uncle Sam. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. The man of God said to him, just get out of here. Go dig more trenches down there. Dig more ditches there. You know, for you to be blessed, it's light for God. Well, did he hear what God said? Okay. If God said it, we're going to do it. But the unnatural thing in this situation is that there was no sign of the weatherman went to jail. There was no sign, there was no forecast in the air that it was going to rain. There was no wind. in the area that probably, you know, naturally when you begin to see wind blowing, and what else would happen? The cloud would darken up. And from darkening up, well, you know, you can say the rain is just going to rain. But in this case, there was nothing. Because, you know, Jesus spoke when he was teaching the people. He said, what is impossible with man is possible with who? It's possible with God. And that's why God is telling you to bless you is light. To heal is light. To solve that problem that is keeping you up sleepless at night is light. It's not even that it's light, that God wants you to dig more trenches. What does he mean to dig more trenches? Oh, you tell me I go to church. That pastor, man, he keep talking every day. You know, yeah, you think I need to do what he says. Man, I got so much trouble. I don't think I can get up, you know, to go. Because I got more problem. My brother was saying to us here this morning, you know, he wanted to get up and come to the meeting. You know, something says you just lay back, you know. You don't have to go through all that. Those are some of the letters from the devil, don't they? What do you do when the devil begins to send you those kind of letters? Back to sender. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Back to sender and get up and go. And Elijah said, God is speaking to you this morning. He's speaking to me. That in this case, in this situation, it's not going to happen in your natural way of thinking. Hallelujah. It's not going to follow the normal process of life. For God to bless you, he's going to do it whether you like it or not, whether you begin to think of what the world does or not. But God says, the word of God says, you are blessed. You're not going to die in that situation. You're not going to lose your family in that situation. You're not going to lose your job in that situation, but in that valley, you will see something. You will never see rain. You will never see the wind. You will never see the cloud. But guess what? That ditches will be filled with water. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. That's the God I serve. That's the Jesus I know. I've known him for 40-some years, and I love him. Because whenever I'm in a rut, God says, stay back. Step out! Let me show you that I'm God. And they believed the man of God. You know, I found that a lot of people in this country don't know the scriptures. Sorry to say that. People want miracle. They want this, they want that. And I came to church, sat in the Sunday school, and found out that grown-up adults have been in the church for so many years do not know where the Tenth Commandment is in the Bible. That was taken off the steps, and God said, I want these people to go search through the Bible. And now I came up and said, church, this is a Bible club. We're going to start today. God spoke to me that we are going to start from Genesis. I'll be there with you. I'll be reading it with you. But I'm going to lead you from Genesis to Revelation. We're going to read the Bible so that you will know what God says about you, what God said about Abraham, what God is saying about your future, what God is saying about your problems, what God is saying about your miracles. You got to know these things. for you to keep your miracles permanent, you got to know the word of God. Amen. You know, a lot of people, they come, they receive miracle, they go home, don't go to church, stay home. Guess what? The devil goes around and get more devils, and boy, they occupy, they come back, and boy, they begin to torment people. But you know, if you hide the word of God in your heart, you make the blessings of God permanent in your life. Amen? They become permanent. If you receive healing from God, the word of God in you will make it permanent in your life. If you receive financial blessings from God, the word of God in you, resident in your life, will make it permanent. That's all you need. Not heal tomorrow, sick tomorrow. Heal today, sick tomorrow. Sometimes your pastors need vacation. You know what I mean? If it keep happening that way, we don't have time to go on vacation. Dig ditches. Stay in that valley and dig ditches. And God will meet you where you are. Hallelujah. It says, you will not see rain. You will not see anything, but I will make that ditch filled with water. And the reason why I'm going to do that is so that you will drink and live. Not only you will drink and live, your cattle, the men that came with you, and not only that, that's where we get two for one. Hallelujah. You're going to get water to drink. But God is going to hand your enemies to you. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. How many of us believe in the coupons, 2-for-1? You believe in coupons, 2-for-1? Raise your hands up. I believe in it. It works sometimes. You know? But when you have this kind of coupon from God, you be assured in your spirit that God who said it does not lie. And I'm not going to go into the situations of how they proved it. They went and dug those ditches. They obeyed the voice of God. A lot of problems we have today is because people don't believe God. People don't believe the voice of God. People don't believe the word of God. Rather than believing the word of God, they go chasing evangelists from Indianapolis to Seattle, Washington. Everywhere they see evangelists, they're running over there, spending all the money they don't have, chasing what? Miracles. But God says, in your valley, dig ditches there, and I will make your ditches filled with water. When people come into this church, they look around. Man, ain't nothing happening in this place. Boy, it's nothing but a jam. Oh, is this the place God called me? This is my valley, brother. I'm here to help you dig the ditches. We're going to dig it here. But guess what? God is going to fill it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is going to fill this place. How many of you believe that? God is going to feel it. He's going to feel it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take it from me that God is going to feel this place as we continue to dig these ditches here. And I tell you what, my life, what has happened in my life. When I was in South Bend, I was there for 4 years and started praying, God, what do you brought me here for? Why am I here? Before, I didn't believe in churches coming together like this because my field is out there on the streets. That's where I want to face the devil. You know, when you want to kill your enemy, you got to go where he is. Amen? You want to battle with the devil? Don't let the devil scare you. Just look him in the eye. I say, I'm here and I'm going to hand it over to you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And after 4 years, I got a call from Indianapolis. from the Assemblies of God director, one of them directors. Then I used to work at AM General, the Hummer plant. You know, we produce all these Hummers. And when that call came, he said, Pastor Ike, I said, no, you got the wrong number. I said, I'm just an engineer. That's all I do. I work. I build vehicles. He said, no. Your name just came up. I said, okay, how about that? Who are you, by the way? Oh, I'm Mr. Reverend So-so-so. I said, okay. But from that call, Bro Bovic, I was sharing this with you last night. What ended up was, here is the key to the building. Do whatever you're going to do with it. You know what that means, don't you? You've been to that church. You've preached in that church. They didn't know what mortgage, how to go to realtors and ask for mortgage or how much this building, how much it costs. But God gave me, said, I want to give you the keys to South Bend, Indiana. Hallelujah. This is the God we serve, isn't it? And in that church, the mayor has been there, you know, eating hot dogs and dancing in the block party and everything. I mean, this present mayor, Leakey, he's been there. The congressman, Joe Donnelly, is still the congressman, Democratic representative from our ward, has been in that church. But that church don't look like anything you want to go in and be do anything, because it was built in the probably in 1800s. But guess what? The Spirit of God is in there. And the congressman, he walks in there and says, I'm going to anoint you. You're looking at me. What is that? I said, I'm going to break the yoke that control you people in Washington. Hallelujah. I said, the elder, get oil, pour in his face. All his security men was running around and, you know, everywhere at the church, you know, people were wondering, what in the heck is going on here? I said, well, when God is in the place, you got to chase him where he is. You got to look for him. You know what I mean? He came there and we did that. We are still digging ditches. We're still causing trouble. We're still stirring the kingdom of the devil up. Hallelujah. We're not going to stop. Still digging ditches. Because the Bible says when we do that, don't worry about how he's going to do it. Don't ask questions how he's going to do it. Because what is impossible with you is possible with God. Hallelujah. If he says, go fill up the pots for the new wine, just fill it up with water. If you doubt me, go ask that widow woman. Chapter 4 of 2 Kings. Elisha told him, just, oh man, I am in a valley. My family is in trouble. My husband died and put us in debt. The mortgage is coming. This one is coming. Elisha looked at him. Okay, woman. You got some pots in the house? He said, yeah. Go fill it up. Okay. The Bible says, she obeyed, and the little oil he poured, the more he poured the oil, the more oil was left. Filled all the pots in the house. The man of God said, well, you got payment for all your debts. Here you go. I know there are some of us that still maintain the natural mind. There are some of us that still see the things the way the world see it. But in the place where you are, the place where you are sitting right now, God is speaking to you that your situation is a light thing for him. That problem is a light thing for him. That your marriage is a light thing for him. That your trouble in the house, those your children that have run away, they are nothing but a light thing for the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. That if you will begin to open your heart, make room for Jesus, make room for God, God is going to fill it with wholeness. Hallelujah. God is going to bring you to the place of wholeness. God is going to bring you to the place of your blessing. God is going to bring you to the place of your healing. That is the word of God. And that is what the natural man does not understand. But here today, God is in the midst of us. God is in the house. And when the apostle sent out messages, he said, bring the mute, bring the lame. Hallelujah. Bring the blind. Bring all your cares unto God. And Peter said, cast all your cares upon him. For he does what? He cares. God cares. People, God cares for what you are going through. Your problem increases because you align yourself with the wrong people. Evil communication corrupts. The Bible said, do not be equally yoked. But even though you have been yoked, God is still a merciful God. You are in the presence of God. Whoever invited you here was a partner to you. And because of that, your partner, you're still going to see the miracle of God in this place right now, today, and not tomorrow. Hallelujah. And God caused a flash of flood. Everywhere was filled. That's miracle number one. Light thing. It was easy for God. The natural man couldn't see it, but God did it. Hallelujah. And the next thing was God began to make the sun to reflect. You know, if you do physics, if you study physics, you study the laws of reflections. God raised the sun to be reflecting. The rays of the sun began to reflect on that water in the ditches. And when the enemy saw what was happening, that water to them, it turned into red. And when they saw that what was happening, they said, oh my God, these people have killed themselves. Let's go get them. Hallelujah. Let's go get them. They walked into their death. That's how God kills my enemies. Amen? You don't go home just with sleepless night. Oh, I have enemies, my boss, my this and that and so on and so forth. Just step aside and dig a ditch and let God. He said, if you obey me, they will come in one direction, but I will scatter them. In. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Yes, Lord. I'm telling my pastor how the prostitutes had their house in front of my church. And I said, no, you can't share this with, this territory was given to me. We can't share it, okay? I said, Lord, you either right now get those people to come and worship you because you're a merciful God. You will forgive them. But if they disobey, I want them to move out in the name of Jesus Christ because we cannot share territory. Amen? That was said on a Sunday afternoon, just like a day like this. I want to work. I'm a tent maker. I believe in working with my hands, but I let God do his thing. You know what I mean? So we prophesied over the house and say, went to work. Well, Friday night, Saturday morning, I wanted to come and see the building. There was no member in the building. And by the time I came out there, the house has burned to ashes. Burned to ashes. And everybody in that house moved out. The neighbor came and said, I understand you are the pastor of this church. I said, yeah. He said, hey, you got that place over there burned last night. Man, it happened at 2 o'clock. I said, all right. He said, well, you know what happened? Well, you can have that place as a parking lot. I said, yes, but I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it until the city comes to clean it up. Guess what? By Tuesday, the bulldozers and everything were there. And when they finished it, I didn't go for it. When they finished it, the landlord of the place, I don't know, God is a mysterious God. This man came running into my office one afternoon. Pastor Ike, I said, yeah. Do you want that lot? I said, of course. Yes, I want it. Well, you can have it. I said, okay. That's all right. Is it okay? He says, every paper, everything correct? He said, yeah. I said, I'll make the deal. I'll go to the city and check it out, and it's all yours. You can make a parking space there, whatever thing you want to do there. I said, that's how, this is the God that I serve. Hallelujah. You doubt me, it's still there. Hallelujah. The place is still there. Not only that God did that, but every man that owned a house around there has walked into my office. Do you need this building? Do you need that lot? Do you need that house? Well, you've been there, haven't you, Pastor? You'll see what God, today, those whole places are housing the people of God. Amen? Glory to God. We drive the devil out and we get righteousness into the house. This is God. This is the God of Elijah. This is the Father of our Lord, the Son of the living God. Who, when you pray for one thing, he will give you two. How many of you believe for two for one? How many of you will live here today and say, if I'm going to pray this prayer today, I know that God is going to mess me up with abundance of blessing. It's called two for one. Hallelujah. Glory. And God is not done yet. He's still walking. I am work in progress. Hallelujah. He's still walking with me. He's still performing miracles. And people are still coming. The sick are coming. Everybody's coming. They're running there. Pastor, what can we do? I said, sweep the floor. They're sweeping the floor. And God is blessing them. I told him yesterday, a woman that came was sweeping. He said, what can I do? He had a couple of days to commit suicide. And when God touched him, he said, Pastor, what can I do? I said, clean the floor. You clean the floor. I said, I don't have money to pay you. Don't have money to pay you. But you know what? God is going to bless you. I said to the elders, stop praying for this woman that God will bless him. I was at CTS walking one morning. Guess what I heard? Pastor Ike, you can't believe this. I said, what can't you believe? Oh, Festus Bank called me. I said, yes. They said, I got $10,000 in my account. This is the lady that the church had been paying her utility bills, had no job. His wife, husband ran away from the house, went and started living somewhere. He called me and said, Pastor Ike, Festus called me. I said, what happened? He said, I don't know. But they say I got money. I said, are you sure? Call them back. They called them back. He said, Pastor, call me back. He said, it's me. I said, all right. Now put your best clothes on. I said, put your best attire on because you are a child of the King. Hallelujah. And when you go down there, just introduce yourself. Make sure you got an ID. And she walks in there and say, I am Palm Shines. And they say, oh, yeah. You have money in your account here, you know. And boy, they signed $10,000 over to her. That was on a Thursday. Now I walk into the church that evening. This woman dug more ditches. What did she do? Pastor, this is the tithe of that money, $1,000. They told her, you still got more money coming. I don't know where it came from. I don't know. But this is the God that we serve. You are asking him for healing. He's touching your son somewhere that does not know God. He's touching your children in the prisons. He's touching your husband that have been run away before. But you're asking him, God, heal my leg. Because he is a multi-purpose God. Hallelujah. He is a multi-purpose God. The Bible in Ephesians 3:20 says, this is a God that can do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ever imagine or think, according to the power of God that works in you. Hallelujah. Let God work for you. Glory to God. Allow God to work for you. Make room for God. Don't tighten yourself. Stay loose. And let God work for you. Now I'm speaking this morning, and I know that some of us that are already in the valley right now, some of us have been in the valley. But I tell you this morning, dig more ditches. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have not given your life to Jesus, that's your ditch you got to dig right now. Give your life to God so that you can unlock the miracles of God, so that God will begin to work for you. Hallelujah. If God, if you are saved and Jesus is living in you, and you know that God is calling you to service, and you say, you are telling him, God, I don't have time. You know, I am just my children, my days. Dig more ditches and make room and say, God, I will serve you. And let God, allow God to fill those ditches with water. And do the amazing things that your hearts cannot imagine. This is the God we serve. That's all God did. And I have known him that what he does for one, he does it for another. If you allow God, if you allow him, you will see the miracle of God. Jesus told Martha, he said, though your brother is dead, he will live again. Because I am, Jesus is, the resurrection and life. You have stinking situation like the corpse of Lazarus in the grave this morning. Jesus is saying, I am the resurrection and life. You come here this morning with one problem in your life. God is saying to you, come and serve me. Dig more ditches. And when you do that, I will fill that valley with water for you. And some people say, I'm not going to go to church because, boy, I want to buy a new home, a new house. You're telling God you're going to keep God's, your own blessing because you want to buy a house? Guess what? The Bible says God always put holes in bags. Hey, we'll put a hole. You put a nickel there. Brothers and sisters, we ought to surrender to God. Amen. Whatever the situation is this morning, I want you to surrender to God. God brought me here. It wasn't a coincidence. It's a divine plan of God that at this time of my life, I should be in this church at this particular time, and I'll be talking to people like you, like him, like her, sitting and listening to the word of God. And there is a divine purpose behind it. And you are here this morning, feel that you see your life in a valley. David says, I walk through the valley. And I'm prophesying over you this morning that you are not going to die in that valley. Hallelujah. Whatever that valley of your life is this morning, I don't even want to know it. But I say this morning, it is a life thing for God. I'm not saying it's a light thing for me because I can do nothing. But because I speak the words of God, I stand on the prophetic word of his anointing, I declare this morning that whatever that valley is, God is going to fill it with water because it's a life thing. And you're not going to die in that valley. You will live. Your enemies will be scattered. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. You will live. Your children will live. All of them that are in that valley. Though it's not convenient. But God is telling you this morning that you're not going to die in that valley. Bow your heads in prayer this morning. Prophet Bovic, would you come forward? Apostle Bovic. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered this morning. Let God arise. Let God arise in your situation this morning. Let God arise in your health condition this morning. Let God arise in your marriage this morning. Let God arise in your children's life this morning. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. And I cannot live here today without obeying God. And obeying God is that I will stand with you. I will prophesy over that situation. I will speak the words of Elisha upon that situation. And I'm going to believe that God is going to make you whole in the name of Jesus Christ. You feel this morning, you find yourself in some kind of valley. My valley may not be your valley. Hallelujah. My ditches may not be your kind of ditches. But you find yourself in the valley where I have found myself before. God is speaking through me this morning that he will fill those ditches with water. And you are going to live. You're not going to die in that valley. Hallelujah. You're hearing the voice of my words this morning, and you said, Lord, I'm going to make room for those ditches in my life. I want you to come forward here this morning, and let us hold hands together and pray to Almighty God. I don't want to know what valley is. But it is your choice this morning to say to God, I am in a rut. I have tried everything I can. No solution is coming. But today you can walk before the God of Elisha, and seek for his help and see the miracles of God, because he said your situation has been a life thing. Hallelujah. Come down here this morning if you feel you are in the valley. When those people went to Elijah, they were not ashamed of anything. They believed that they were in a rut, and they made an honest decision to go to Elisha. And guess what? They believed the God of Elisha, and they received an honest reply, response from God, and they lived. God is in the midst of us today. God is still doing the same thing. God is still speaking to you. This morning you feel that you are in a rut, in a valley somewhere. I want you to come forward here. Hallelujah. And we're going to prophesy over that situation this morning. Glory to God. Lord, I'm in a rut. Hallelujah. I'm in a difficult situation. I am in the valley this morning. There is a God in Israel. There's a God of Elisha. There's the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who says your situation is but a light thing. A light thing. All that God says, the Word of God says, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open, Jesus will come in. And when Jesus comes in, he will move things around. Situation will never remain the same again. Hallelujah. God is in the house. Don't let your choice keep you back from God's call this morning. Hallelujah. The God of Elisha is in the house. And what he done for many millions that have heard my voice, the same God will do it for you this morning. He will do it for you. He will do it in your business. He will do it in your career. He will do it in your finances. He will do it in your marriage. I repeat, he will do it. And you are not going to die in that valley. Praise the name of Jesus. Do you believe that?